there's at least a few reasons why practices might be non-evidence-based. We might not have a formal review done where we've definitively determined that this is an evidence-based practice. There could be research out there that does indicate its effectiveness, but it's just not been reviewed and formally identified as an evidence-based practice by a scholarly journal or by the What Works Clearinghouse or some of these different systems or organizations that do that kind of work. There's probably quite a few different things out there that are supported by research, but aren't identified as evidence-based just because evidence-based reviews take a lot of time and effort to do. And I think probably the most common reason why effective practices aren't identified yet as evidence-based is that there's not a body of high-quality research done on a lot of practices. Every evidence-based practice at some point started off as a non-evidence-based practice that we didn't have enough research out yet to tell whether it was evidence-based. And so just because something's not evidence-based doesn't necessarily mean that it's ineffective.